Sorority sisters claim to live in constant fear around transgender member. By Paul Bois on May 16, 2023. Sorority sisters at the University of Wyoming have expressed fear about a transgender member in their group after he allegedly became physically aroused near them. The women from the Kappa Kappa Gamma House said they live in constant fear in our home in a lawsuit filed against the university and transgender student Artemis Langford, who reportedly stands 6'2" and weighs 260 pounds, according to the New York Post. Langford joined the sorority in September 2022 and, though he has not yet moved into the house, the sorority sisters say that he will often come inside for meals and attend events with the women. The lawsuit claims that the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority's National Council president and Langford pressured the University of Wyoming chapter to violate the official bylaws of the sorority. Speaking with Megyn Kelly on her podcast Monday, one of the sisters, Hannah, said she feels weird every time she leaves her room. "It's a weird, gut-wrenching feeling that every time I leave my room there's a possibility that I'll walk past him in the hall," Hannah said. "It's a weird feeling just to know that I could run into him anytime he has full access to the house. But this just goes to show, like, we need women's spaces for that reason. Like, our house is our home. Just like anyone else's home, like you go home at the end of the day to feel comfortable and relaxed in your own skin. And you can't do that knowing that this individual has full access to your house," she added. Another sorority sister said that one of the members feels particularly distressed after having been sexually assaulted or sexually harassed. "So some girls live in constant fear in their home, and our home is supposed to be a safe space," said the woman. "It is seriously an only female space. It is so different than living in the dorms, for instance, where men and women can commingle on the floors. That is not the case in a sorority house. We share just a couple of main bathrooms on the upstairs floor." The lawsuit claims that Artemis once had stared at the women without talking for hours, including one creepy incident wherein he silently watched a woman coming out of the shower. One sorority member walked down the hall to take a shower, wearing only a towel. She felt an unsettling presence, turned, and saw Mr. Smith watching her silently, the lawsuit claimed. The lawsuit also alleges that Langford became physically aroused in another incident. Mr. Smith has, while watching members enter the sorority house, had an erection visible through his leggings, the suit said. Other times, he has had a pillow in his lap. The sorority girl's attorney said that the women need to feel safe in their own environment while acknowledging that transgender should have access to their own environments as well. That individual still comes to the house, still engages in dinner, still sits in the chair and watches the girls, the attorney told Megyn Kelly. "It's so obvious. It's so biologically fundamental to the core. And we can't allow, well, culture to be the arbiter of what sisterhood is. It's a shared experience and its growth and its development, and this experience is not doing this individual any justice whatsoever. So that's where I think the left gets it wrong," the attorney added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.